When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everybody, this is the Cricket Badger podcast.
Each badger marks the track with its own scent.
His black legs are short but very powerful for digging. The name badger probably comes from the French word bêcher, meaning digger.
Welcome to the podcast show. My name is Lucas and this is James Bailey, our friend from England, and also welcome to the Badger podcast. Pakistan won the toss, decided to bat, made 147. India in reply made 148 with three balls to spare. Pretty close game.
India won, as you say, by five wickets. Just two balls left, so it was a terrific T20. I think Pakistan didn't quite... I was watching... whilst I was doing something else, actually. And I thought that par score for... I've seen quite a lot of cricket in Dubai, and par for a T20 on those kind of tracks is usually around about 150. So I thought Pakistan was kind of there or thereabouts. So at halfway, I wasn't totally sure. Pakistan needed to take early wickets, and they didn't really do that. And India just got across the line with Hardik Pandya hitting the boundary off the third from last ball. So... you know, from that respect, it was a really good match. And they usually are, Lucas. Pakistan, India, two very good sides in white ball cricket. And my biggest take on that is that why do we have to wait for Asia Cups, for World's ICC events to see Pakistan against India? Whenever I put that up on social media, the response tends to be along the lines of, well, we hate each other. Why? We don't want to play them. But when you actually see the players interacting, when you see the squads together, they get on really well. You know, effectively, you know, the history of that part of the world is they are the same people. Just there was a dividing line put down the two countries and they became two countries. But they are effectively the same people and they both play good cricket. And they are both cricket crazy countries and love the game. So it's a real shame that we don't get more games between Pakistan and India, because they would be box office. You know, we talk about the Ashes and the rivalry there. Well, I mean, you've got a natural rivalry between Pakistan and India. And as long as it's safe to play it, those games should be played far more often. I always think that when you come to the IPL, why do we not see Pakistan players playing in the IPL? You put that on social media and you get loads of Indian fans saying, well, they're terrorists, they're this, that and the other. We shouldn't have them anywhere near our competition. But, you know, from what I understand from behind the scenes, there are quite a few of the franchises in the IPL who would love to have Pakistan players playing for them, because if you're turning around and saying the IPL is great, and the IPL is the best T20 franchise competition, I watch quite a lot of it, and in the past we've podcast daily on the IPL. You know, it's a very rich and a very good competition, but they bill it as having the best players in it. And if you've not got Babar Azam in it, if you've not got Mohammad Rizwan in it, if you've not got the injured at the moment Shaheen Shah Afridi in it, then you haven't got the best players in the world playing in it, because they are three of the candidates for the world's best 11 at the moment in that format. So I think it's a crying shame that politics and sport go hand in hand. They are inseparable. And often sport can have a very healing effect in terms of world's affairs. Yeah, you play sport and you put sport and you show the best side of sport, it can actually have a good effect on world politics. But it equally can be quite negative. I genuinely think if you had Pakistan and India playing each other on a regular basis and you showed the camaraderie between the two sides, you know, fierce battle on the pitch, but friends off it, then that would actually have positive knock-ons to the relations between the two countries. But unfortunately, I can't see it happening anytime soon.
It doesn't help. We've had a couple of incidents where you mentioned politics and sport. My motto on that is politics has no place in sport. No, I don't care if it's cricket.
You can't avoid it, Lucas. You can't avoid it.
I know you can't. I know you can't avoid it. I just don't like it.
If you think about what politics is world affairs. Politics is our day-to-day life. Politics is just an all-encompassing term for what we do. And sport is part of what we do. So it is interlinked. You can't avoid having the two coming together.
You are listening to the Cricket Badger podcast.
You can't avoid it. I just think we get caught up into it very quickly. I'm not going to mention the type of politics, but going on the Indian-Pakistan side of it, you know, it doesn't help when you have Indian, like this is past results, Indian players wear army caps and kind of, I don't know if you remember that, when MS Dhoni brought out his army cap in order, speaking out against Pakistan. Things like that doesn't really help, James, the situation, when you've got millions of people that do watch, and India is a big nation when it comes to TV rights, et cetera, Pakistan as well. You know, their people love it just as much as Australian or Englishmen. But it doesn't help when you see that kind of stuff. And it, you know, sport in the big picture is supposed to ignite people, you know. And when you do stuff like that, it divides them. I don't think that's necessarily a good thing to do, though.
You've got the potential to divide. You've got the potential, though, to unite. Yeah. And that is the potential. I'd prefer to look at things on the positive side of stuff.
Yeah.
And look at what the potential is for bringing people together, for making people talk to each other, for making people, you know, hands across the divide kind of stuff. And I think series like that, that series, Pakistan, India, has the potential to actually bring people together. Yeah, I mean, it's like us, you know. I mean, India, England, Australia, there isn't the negative history there in terms of wars and death and what have you, but... and political incident,
but you can't keep going to that.
Sorry, if I can just finish that point. Yeah. But we play hard on the pitch, and we love watching Ashes series, and we rib each other. We kind of put each other down, and we have that kind of banter and friendly rivalry and stuff through it, and it matters. But ultimately, during the Ashes, it's just a sport. And it is friendly rivalry because, you know, you put Australians and English people in a social situation, they'll get on and they'll have a laugh and they'll take the mickey out of each other.
We did in the Ashes.
The India-Pakistan thing, though, is a little bit more serious than that because there is fault on both sides. You know, I have no truck with either people from either country coming to me on social media and saying it's all about their fault. Because when you get situations like that across a world boundary, there are faults on both sides. There is good on both sides. There is cricket on both sides, and there is faults on both sides. Nobody is innocent in a situation like that. And I just think that playing in terms of cricket and in terms of sport, waiting for world events like the Asia Cup, waiting for the World T20. You know, when you see the draws for the world events, you always see Pakistan and India playing each other. They're always drawn in the same group because it's the only chance the ICC have of actually putting those two teams together.
Yeah.
And when you get those games played, they are tremendous games. You see the passion in the players. You see the passion in the supporters.
Oh, the atmosphere is great.
Yeah. You see what it means to both countries. And that is what saddens me, is that it's so far apart because we have to wait for events like this. Yeah, we should have... I'd love to see Pakistan taking on India. Play it in a neutral country if you need to. But
that could be an option,
Pakistan taking on India in a test series and in a T20 series and an ODI series where you can actually develop the narrative and you can see, you know, not just a one-off like yesterday, actually have a proper, that is worthy of a five test series. You know,
I agree with you, had that 100%.
And actually developing the narrative of the battles between Shahid Shah, Afridi and Virat Kohli, and developing the battles between Babar Azam and Jasprit Bumrah.
The matchups would be brilliant, James. Oh, the matchups are like...
It'd be as good as anything. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about TV audiences and stuff like that, that would have the biggest TV audience.
Yeah.
You'd have brands queuing up to put their money behind that. It would be a really rich event, not just on the pitch, but off it as well.
badgers are furry creatures. 85% of women badgers think bad grooming is a major turn-off. 80% of women badgers think men should trim below the belt. 89% of men think good grooming is essential to their professional success. Don't just dismiss it out of hand. Get on there, manscaped.com. Check out their great range of male grooming accessories. Hygiene, appearance, attractiveness, confidence. Simply go to manscaped.com, quote the discount code BADGER. You get 20% off, you get free shipping, and you get some seriously quality equipment. Manscaped.com. Together, we save balls.
A couple of months ago in February, March, we covered the West Indies and England series. And you said that there was history there as well. That wasn't very good. You know, it was kind of dark between the two nations. Yet they're playing test cricket. They're playing against each other. Can India and Pakistan learn from those two countries?
The history is slightly different, though. I'm not diminishing it by any means because England, yep. I mean, England as a country, I'm English. I'm very proud to be English, but some of
and
the
I'm history, proud to be Australian, yeah.
Some of the history of England in the past, the colonial situation,
yep.
Landowners in the Caribbean owning slaves, going across and colonizing parts yep. of the subcontinent and being the kind of the landlords and rulers of that nation and using the public, there is something that I think we can look back on and everybody can agree that that wasn't necessarily a good thing to do. There were some positives came out of colonialization by, of course there were, but there were some big negatives as well. And these nations seeking their independence, I saw India had its Independence Day just the other day. That's a good thing. You know, being part of your own destiny, being in charge of your own destiny and taking your country forward and being proud of who you are, that they are all positives. I think in terms of the West Indies-English relationship, yeah. It wasn't war. It wasn't, multiple deaths or thousands of deaths and stuff like that. Whereas in the subcontinent, there was that that backdrop. So I think it is slightly different. But as I come back to where I started, Pakistan and Indians are the same people. Yeah. Ultimately, if you track them back, they come from the same, they're cut from the same cloth. It's only partition and that divide and putting that border there that has actually made them become different people.
Yeah.
And therefore, and then have that rivalry across that border, have troubles across that border and have and it being quite a sensitive area for both countries and the people of both countries. I don't think the rulers of those countries have helped by any means, but as I say, I think sport can help heal those divides in a way rather than actually further them. At the moment, it's very much a standoff. It's shouting at each other from a distance and on social media.
It's a shame, really. It's
calling
a shame.
Each other names and that's not healthy.
I think, you mentioned British Rule, and I think India was once under British Rule, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, colonialisation, England, if you actually go back to the map of the world where England were, England's a very small nation, really, but it's a powerful nation, and it's, if you coloured the world map in, England ruled a lot of the world. And as I say, there were some big positives from that.
Including Australia as well.
Well, we sent you to Australia, didn't we? Because I'm tongue in cheek there because I mean, there's history there. But the, a lot of the Australians were originally English sent across there for a punishment. You know, in the same way English is sending people to Rwanda now, the immigrants to Rwanda. Probably your forefathers were from over here because they stole a loaf of bread and got put on a boat and sent to Australia. So a lot of the history has got problems in it. But I'd like, as I say, going back to where we came from, being proud of who you are, being proud of where you come from, being independent and looking forward and in charge of your own destiny, I think is a good thing. You've got to look forward, and I prefer to be positive and prefer to see the good in people and prefer to try and look forward where we can use sport as a very positive tool rather than actually hide away from it.
What can the two governing nations do better, in your opinion, to get cricket running, for India and Pakistan to have ICC events, as you just mentioned, the best of five test series? What's your solution to that?
I don't know because I'm not involved in it enough to know. I just think it's very sad. I would hope that the BCCI, the PCB can get together and start that dialogue to have future series so that we're not just waiting for those ICC events. I'd hope that the politicians in both countries can see the benefit of that as well. But I can't see that happening, I'm afraid. I can't see that there's going to be that will there. I mean, sometimes it does come back to money. And as I said, those series would be worth a lot of money. There would be some dangers, though, with them. There would be some dangers of security. So yeah. where you played them and over what period and what have you, how you played them would be an issue. But I just hope that people can see the good in each other and we can have two. I mean, they are two great nations, two great cricket nations. India has got a proud history in cricket, has got a wonderful team at the moment, has got some wonderful players in it. The same is true of Pakistan. And it's just a crying shame that we have a one-day event where we can suddenly see those two sides going up against each other rather than something that's a bit more sustained and a bit more regular. I'm sure having said that, people, Indian Pakistan fans watching this will all have their opinions. Some of them will say, what's this English bloke telling us what to do? Some of them will say, we shouldn't be playing Pakistan because they are X, Y, Z. Pakistan people will be saying we shouldn't be playing India because they are X, Y, Z. There will be, when you open a discussion like that, there will be fallout and there will be controversy and there will be debate and there will be some quite nasty comments off the back of it. But I'll say again, you're all good people out there. You're all, Indian watchers, you're all good people. Let's see the best in each other and let's use sport to unify that situation rather than use sport to actually just kind of like call each other names from a distance from behind your keyboard.
Podcast Network.